Budgie Roe the bird, Jimmy the cat, little Buddy the dog. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Travis Boone, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Sarai, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Chirki Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Alejandra, Maitra, and Joshua. Joanna Balcom. Jim Barnes. Luce and Narcis Barona, Narcis Barona Sr. Susie Boehm, Bethany Bullis, Dale Bullis, Yuki Burrows, Ken Testolo, family of Mrs. Chen, Ian Dale, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, family of Margaret Gardiner, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, family of Mary Hamilton, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Adeline Corpy, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Locek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Alvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, family of L.P. Oliver, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, Jameen Pondia, Renee Reyna, Reynolds McClure family, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, family of Anita Gorecki Sosinki, Lopsang Topton, Laura Tonson, Severn Elian and their families, Scott Miller, Dion Washington, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorje and Cadro the pigs, Jimmy the cat, Skibo the dog, Spike the cat. So good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, I'm just making a few comments before Geshe-la comes, in case you've never been here before. Geshe-la will come through this door, we'll signal, and then when he enters, would you please stand out of respect for him and the teachings. And he will stand facing the altar, and he will start prostrating, and he has allowed us to also prostrate with him. But if you feel uncomfortable doing so, please just remain standing, especially if you're sitting in the pew, it's hard to do, in the back. So if you have cell phones, if you please turn the sound down to vibrate or turn it off so that we don't hear any alarms going off or anything. Geshe-la has reminded me to tell everyone about the importance of the purification and merit that you accumulate for just by walking around the stupa outside, that beautiful structure outside, and also to spin the prayer wheels, and we do both clockwise. And because of the Dharmakaya relics in the stupa, just by walking around it is a tremendous merit. And it's even greater than if Shakyamuni Buddha was sitting in the statue. But that's what we visualize. If you have any questions for Geshe-la, there are some forms right out by the front door to fill out, and you can put it in the little red box, or you can put it on his desk, his table right there. He invites comments. We will be streaming this and recording this session. Even the camera will be facing this way, so you don't have to worry about being seen. But please wait until you get the handheld mic before speaking, because there will be people, listening to the recordings, watching the streaming video, and they need to hear the questions and the comments that you make. And no matter how loudly you speak, it doesn't pick up on the mic, and people can't hear very well, or at all, at home. So please wait for the mic. I think that's everything that I usually say. Oh, let's see. Many of the prayers that we'll be saying this morning will be in the gold book or in the white binder. When I mention a page number, it'll be the page number in the gold prayer book. The prayers are in the first page, either the front or the back of the first page in the white binder. It says Kadampa prayers or something like that. And so if you just follow that way. But they're the same prayers as those in the gold book. So in the gold book, please turn to page 183, and in the white binder, please go to the section that says Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. In the gold book, you see a mantra between two lines, so that's what we'll be chanting three times. Page 183. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye to page 34 in the gold prayer book, and in the white prayer book we'll be reading the four immeasurables in English. Four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and enemies. We'll turn to page 237, and we'll chant the four immeasurables chanting version, and then the two mantras below that. So in the prayer white binder, we'll be chanting the words where there are the music notes. San Chen Tam Chen. Yeah. chant Chen Reisik's mantra 8 times and Green Tower's mantra 7 times, recalling the people I read on the prayer list and also those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme
Good morning. This is usually the time when the kids go to class, but we have a little thank you to do today. My name's Erin. I am the Children and Youth Program Coordinator. Next month we're changing that name to Family Program Coordinator, which is easier to say, and it's also more reflective of the programs we do. We have the Sunday morning program. We also have celebrations on special days, parent discussion groups, family camp. Family camp is a big one. My time in this role ends next month, but if anyone's interested, you can check on the website or get in touch with Jill Marie. She would love to hear from you. And I'm going to still continue facilitating on Sundays for a while, so you'll still see me. Family camp's coming up fast. It's May 20th through 22nd, and registration ends in mid-March. Now, it'd be wonderful if everybody interested in family camp doesn't wait until the day before the deadline to register, because there's a lot of planning going on now, and it's super helpful to know who wants to come. This year, the full day of camp falls on Sakadawa, which is the day we celebrate Shakyamuni Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and parinirvana. It's going to be a very special experience. So here on Sundays, we focus a lot on a clear mind and positive thoughts and actions, but at family camp, it's really put in the context of the Dharma. Family camp welcomes everyone. Having kids is not a requirement because there are adult sessions, and there's ways for adults to be part of all the sessions by helping make those programs happen, which would be a wonderful act of service and brings me to why I'm up here today. We have over 30 volunteers helping make the Sunday children's program happen. There's one big class going on here, but there's 5 different classes going out there, and a lot of them take 2 teachers, so that's a great number of people. Our volunteers commit to 1 year at a time, which is September through this coming August, last September through this August, so and this one, can we hear? It's green as well. This one is green, but hold it. Oh, thank you. So we're halfway through our volunteer commitment of a year, and so we're rejoicing. We're celebrating our efforts, and we're thinking about how we can make this work beneficial to ourselves and others. I, in a moment, am going to call everybody's name and have them come up here, and Geshe-la will give them a gift. But first I wanted to see if Geshe-la wanted to say any words about volunteering or service.
I think we have now since I come here, it's been almost now 16 years. I was here 16 years. So all those years, you know, that we do have, like, in the beginning, we do have merely labeled children's programs. But, you know, there's only, like, few children, maybe two or three. So then, you know, because the voluntaries, you know, so then they put their heart and their energy and their time, and they work so hard, you know, to basically, to with the hope that, you know, someday those children, when they grow up, they will be, you know, like, how you say, warm-hearted human beings, which can, you know, benefit all the whole society. So all the voluntaries, you know, all these years, on the behalf of Kadamba Center, I want to express my deepest, you know, my deep, I say, appreciations to each and every one of you, all the time and the energy that dedications, you know, that you, you know, dedicated towards our children's program. So now our children's program doing very well. So I think, and you know, children are important. These are like our like future seeds for a better world. Huh? So it's very important to educate them how to become, you know, better human beings. So that's our goal. We are not thinking about, oh, maybe in the future they will become Buddhists. That's not our goal. No, that's not our goal. Our goal is to they become better human beings who respect, you know, the welfare of other, you know, welfare or happiness of other sentient beings. That's what we are hoping. Oh? And I myself, and also same for the center, all the people who come here, we are gathered here every Sunday and to discuss and to try to learn from each other how we can become better human beings to serve, you know, the whole world, to live peacefully without like interfering, you know, what you believe, what I believe, you know, what's your tradition, how you look, you know. These are His Holiness, these are all secondary level differences. Fundamentally, we are all human. We have feelings, you have feelings, I have feelings. Even though I'm Tibetan, I'm Tibetan, but I still have feelings. Yeah. You know, you are American, you have feelings. You know, we all same. So, whole goal is to how to be compassionate human beings, you know. That's what we need. So that is all the voluntary here for children's programs. That's our goal, so that whatever energy, time they are invested for good cause which benefit, you know, bigger goal, you know, not just, you know, to become Buddhist, not just, that's no goal. So just want to thank you, especially like Aaron, and like before, like Valerie, Denise, you know, there's many people. They put so much like effort our children program. So, and I pray for their long, healthy, happy life. Not like long miserable life. Long, healthy, happy life. Long, happy life. I always, you know, pray for all the voluntaries who is doing, you know, a lot of work for the center. I always pray for them. That's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to call the volunteers at preschool class first and then kindergarten first, so you guys know who I'm going to call first. I would like to thank Dorothy Robson, Shannon Blackwood, Meg Brown, Jason Johnson, Ann Kavarkis, Lindsay Williams, Joel McCann, Abby Brown, Hannah DeMayo Newton, and Ashley Lou Williams. Thank you, all of you, for helping with the preschoolers. Come on up.
Please give them a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. All your service. Thank you very much. Thank you.
For the age 5 to grade 1 volunteers, I'd like to thank Vivian, Christy Batts, Jennifer Sanford Johnson, Rob Warren, Suzanne Weigand, Virginia, Viviani, David Tiger.
Thank you. Thank you. All your service. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for all your service. Thank you. Thank you very much for all your service. Yeah. Thank you. you. Thank you so much for all your service. Thank you.
The age, the grade two through four volunteers.
Thank you so much for your service.
Come on up.
That's Cookie.
I'd like to thank Linda Saw, Sue Stern, Heidi, Heather, Sanderson.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Thank you.
Chief Maya, Fred, Kirsten, Jory, and Aaron Sanderson.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you. Thank you so much for your service, voluntary. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for your service. Thank you.
I have one more group, which is Cara Wielding, who is consistently writing lesson plans and teaching twice a month. Karen Edwards, who is one of the family camp facilitators. Denise Flora, who happened to tell me that she's over there on the video, so we can thank Denise, because she's, tuned in live. Denise, because without her, we wouldn't, we rely on her materials and the many training sessions she has provided over the years. Nicole Mercer for organizing schedules and teaching high schoolers. Jill Marie, John Castello, and Don Brown for leading our high school group.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
thinking. Yeah.
So many other people to thank, as Geshe-la said, if we go back. Valerie Jones, who was the leader when we moved into this building, such a strong advocate for families, laid the groundwork for what we do here on Sunday mornings, and was the person who in 2001 said, I'm moving, but I'd like to come back next year for family camp. She's the reason why we had the first family camp as well. So thank you to her and all the supporters. I could go on and on. I'll stop for now.
Well,
and we wouldn't be done thanking people if we didn't thank our wonderful Aaron, who has devoted so much energy and time to this program for 5 years. Thank you, Aaron.
Mm. begin with two minute silent meditation. So. Oh yeah, thank you. So please would you mind take one moment to introduce to yourself each other. Then after that, I will start talking. Thank you. And sorry to interrupt your wonderful conversations, but we don't have much time. So on every Sunday, you know, there are some new people come here at the center, maybe have some interest to about Buddha meditations. So then every Sunday I explained, you know, like little bit about meditation, so meditation. According to Buddhist philosophy, so last week I learned that philo is like love, sophy is wisdom. Oh, I think that's wonderful, you know, so I never know, just know the word. The love of wisdom. Wisdom liberates. Wisdom frees us. So we need wisdom in order to free ourselves, from difficulties. Faith. We need wisdom. Of course, faith is very important. Not talking of blind faith, but, faith is important. But the wisdom is more important. Wisdom. Wisdom liberates. So the meditations, you probably have so many things to do, so you not just came to Kadamba Center to look at, my outfit. I don't believe, so you have so many things to do, If I have a choice, I will just, you know, sleep, you know, so long sleep. So you know, everybody has so many things to do, so, but you still come here at center hoping to learn something. So then I feel moral responsibility to explain what is meditation. So so then after this, up to you, you know, up to you. So meditation, according to Buddhist philosophy, what we call mind, we all have mind regardless. We believe in something, not believing in something. You are Tibetan, American, English, doesn't matter. We all have mind. Huh? It's called Sambha, you know, Sambha. So everything's dependent on mind. Everything's dependent on mind. Huh? Because of mind, you know, we get happy. Because of mind, we get down. We get down or not, feel down. Huh? Or depressed. Because of mind, we get kind of excited, you know, we kind of like get very excited and happy, all of that because of mind, you know. So therefore, fundamentally, we are all same. But you call human, not just human, even the animal also have feelings, but you know, based on the size of their body, they have feelings according to the size of their body, they have feelings. They have, you know, they communicate, you know, so they have concern about their family or their relatives, you know. I'm not sure about their relative, but their family, you know. You know, so they play. Animals also play, not just human. Animals also play. You know. Not just human, they play seek and hide. Also, it looks like squirrel, also they play seek and hide. Squirrel, yeah, they play seek and hide in the backyard. You know. They get around the trees. You know. Sometimes they go up. One's looking down there, one's all up there. So when they get up there, the other one's all down. Anyway, you know, so probably they laugh, but we don't know how they laugh, but they also know they laugh too. So anyway, so, you know, because of mind. So now, if that's the case, everything is not dependent on the church, not dependent on the temple, not dependent on this external art. Everything is dependent on the mind. Thought. So therefore, meditation, you know, so the purpose of meditation is to minimize our disturbing thought. Disturbing thought means, you know, like, not healthy thought. When it's come down yourself, when it's come down other people, other looks, other tradition, other belief, other culture, any like negative thought is not good. So I say, fewer the negative thought that we have, better we are going to be. So meditation is to gom top. Gom, that's meditation in Tibetan word. Top is power. The power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. That's why we meditate. So there are many different techniques, you know, to meditate. Different way of, you know, sitting positions. If you really want to learn, there's like 7 types of sitting positions that you learn when you meditate. And there's not that the sitting position itself has a lot of benefit, you know, a lot of benefit. So mainly, this is just sitting. This is not meditation. You know, this is just sitting, you know. This is just sitting. Everybody can sit like this. Even the chicken can sit better than us, you know. They can sit on one leg. We can sit on one leg, you know. So that's just called sitting, you know, it's not meditation. There's a sitting position, so. Meditation means something's happening inside the mind. Something's happening. trying to learn the deeper meaning of, you know, life, deeper meaning of change, why things change, everything constantly change. What is that? That's called impermanent, huh? Nothing lasts forever. That's called impermanent. Even though this looks the same, it's constantly changing. That's called subtle impermanent. It's changing. Oh. The gross impermanence, colors fades away, you know, so then part breaks. These are gross impermanent. Subtle, everything is constantly changing. Everything changing. That's called impermanent. Oh. If you gain the deeper understanding of impermanent, then you learn how to let it go quite easily, you know. You won't hold very tightly on certain things because you can't, because everything changes, everything is constantly changing. You can't just wish that something will last forever. That's against the reality. So anyway, so then the meditation, all this, like review meditation, concentration meditations, analytical meditations, so they can use all kind of meditations. So now the most important thing is to remember Gomdob Nimochu was like, power of meditation is to reduce or minimize disturbing thought. Okay? I just want to share that with you. So the disturbing thought, that's the last thing we need, regardless who we are. We are going to be much better off if we have less disturbing thought. Then through meditation, what we're trying to do, we can't just, you know, pray, okay, I pray that my disturbing thought will go away. I don't think this will go away that easily. Otherwise, everybody can just pray, you know. So then why somebody like what you call Chajamani Buddha taught all these books, write all these books about what? If you can just pray, everything will be better. So then there's no need to write all these books. Because it's kind of complicated. It is complicated. You know, it's kind of complicated to stop disturbing thought, and how to remove them is big task, big project. It's a huge project, it's not easy, no? But it can be done, but it's not easy, no, not easy, no? So, so then we need to seek of our own happiness, happiness of our children, our families, and how to develop on a daily basis, how to develop some kind of positive thought, how to think something positive. Very important, no? Very important, something positive. It's easy to say, but in practical, it's not that easy to do, no? Especially when we encounter some difficulties, it's not that easy to think something good. But the mind can be trained, no? So then slowly, slowly, so you become so good at that, so then when you, even when you encounter some difficulties, you can still manage to think something positive. Then life is going to be a piece of cake. Life becomes a piece of cake, no? Not the practice itself become piece of cake, but life becomes then easier, much, much easier, okay? So just want to share that with you. So then after that, maybe some discussions, no? First, I think we need to laugh. So if we become too serious, then they generate obstacles. What do you think?
Yes.
So the reason I'm saying this, in my monastery, you know, we study this called five major texts. It takes like 17 to 20 years to finish, complete that, you know, study. So there's one section of texts, it's like 8 years. When you're about to finish that text, so then, like, about to study a new text called Madhyamanga, that's called about emptiness. So then there's no... This tradition is passed on generation to generations from Tibet. They think there's some obstacles. Obstacles? You know obstacles? What is obstacle?
Things that get in your way.
Yeah, obstacles. I'm not sure. Probably that's the right one. Obstacle. So, in the traditions, you know, like, you finish that part of the textbook, so now you're about to study the textbook which talks of emptiness. So they say there's obstacles to remove. So the class, not the whole monastery, the your class is responsible to do some kind of puja. Puja means ritual. What is it, puja?
Ritual service.
Yeah, ritual. So you say prayers, you know, say it. So our class, we are responsible to raise the fund and everything. So it will last like 10 days or 14 days, pujas. And at the same time, you do like, you know, you kind of like say a lot of prayers. And it's kind of a picnic. Actually, it's kind of a picnic. You know, it's really a picnic. But, you know, there you have like very nice meals that we hire some special cook. All the meals are very nice. And like in monastery, we have like discipliners. Because there's like 5,000 monks, can you imagine, you know, so like... So then when you get together, pray together, you know, yeah, of course, some monks, they talk, you know, so you are not supposed to talk, you're supposed to say prayers. And then, like, especially the little ones, you know, they play, they do all kind of things. So the disciplinarians walks in the line, so each line has probably 100 monks, that's like for 20 lines. The disciplinarian walks between the line, make sure who's napping, who's faking, they're meditating. You know, disciplinarian walks constantly between the line, make sure nobody's napping or nobody's chatting, you know, nobody's teasing each other, you know. But there's a serious one. He's really, you know, like, so then, especially in that class, we also have disciplinaries, but his job is to make people laugh. He's almost like clown, but not, we don't call him clown, but that his job is to make people laugh. So he don't have to wear robe, he can wear any cloth he likes, no, he can wear any cloth. That's the only time in the monastery that you're allowed to wear any cloth. So that person needs to be from the class, so we elect one of our classmates, request them to be kind of, you know, like, what is called, discipliner, that makes you laugh. Gadogi, you know. So then, you know, during that, like, 4, 10 or 12 days, nobody's very serious because they're constantly all day laughing because, you know, there's like, in the morning prayer, there's tea break, and he gets up and he makes all kind of jokes, and he teases, you know, like, all kind of things. Then he finishes, then they, you know, do some prayers, you know, then some debate, then after lunch, then there's a huge break. So then he gets up and he do dance, all kind of things, make laughs. So reason, because, you know, actually that whole ceremony is to remove the obstacles, but nobody sees this. Nobody's really thinking of obstacles. Everybody's having a great time, you know, laughing, joking, or doing all kinds of things. So I thought maybe, I've been thinking that, you know, quite a long time. Maybe every Sunday, maybe we should, you know, tell some joke. Somebody's probably, you know, volunteer to tell some jokes to make everybody laugh. So that's the best way to remove obstacles, you know. So need to learn how to not to become so serious, you know, so serious. Like, that's the one thing that His Holiness the Dalai Lama likes Desmond Tutu. Desmond Tutu. His Holiness told Desmond Tutu that you are quite amazing. So you're always like playful, you're always laughing, you're always playful. You know, other religious leaders, they are very serious, you know, like, His Holiness, there's like unique quality of Desmond Tutu. He always like child, he's always laughing, playful. So I think we need to do the same thing. So, but I'm not the best person to tell joke. So I'm hoping that some of you voluntary to tell some joke every Sunday, you know, so make just people laugh, that's all, that's nothing else, you know, just people laugh. When they laugh, so I'm sure that, you know, it will remove some kind of obstacles, so. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think, yeah, so, because of that class, you know, that's all we do, 14 days, we just make joke, laugh, you know, people, the discipliners, he can wear any clothes he likes, so every day, there's a different, like, how you say, benefactors for the food, for the, you know, teas, you know, like that. So if I'm sponsoring the food for that day, so the discipliner wears my hometown customs, not the robes custom, then he will do dance according to my hometown, you know, and all kinds of things. So, so every classmate, you know, basically it's like picnic, so I think it's very nice. Huh? Please just think about that, maybe every Sunday. Please don't say, oh, that's not Buddhist, doesn't matter. What do you think? Doesn't matter, you know. Long as people laugh, that's most important. When people are happy, that's more important. If everybody's happy, you don't need religion. Why you need religion? Don't need religion. No, why you say prayer? So, so I think that's good things. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah, you can say, oh, Gijikir is asking to do something that's not Buddhist. I don't mind. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not asking people to kill people, so. No, so I think it's good, you know, so good that people need to laugh, you know, more laugh. So, see, I've been saying that, you know, since when we are child, we see things. Now we see things. When we are a child, we see things. When we are a child, we don't take anything very seriously, you know. Everything is something to play. So then when we grow up, we become like educated, we become so, so sophisticated, and everything becomes so serious, and everything's tense, you know. if you like, so it's not good enough. So from the emptiness point of view, everything is like illusion, you know. It's not like why you take very seriously. It's just illusion, you know. It's just illusion. So, so therefore, you know, some of the Kadama masters said, you know, things in the, within the samsara is kind of like laughable. It's not like something to take very seriously, you know. It's like laughable. So anyway, so, but there's, you know, to see everything is like illusion, that's quite, you know, challenge, because before able to do that, so first you have to understand emptiness, and without that, you know, it's hard. But at the moment, what we can do, like, so we don't need to take everything very seriously, if somebody say, okay, Gila, this doesn't look good here, you should move here. So no, if you move it here, it's going to end up my world. It has to be here. It's not that serious. No, it can be here, it can be here, it can be there. Doesn't matter. You know? So, but we take so seriously, oh, this has to be here, this has to be there. You know? Everything. So needs to be flexible. So meditation, you know, will definitely help. Okay, so power of meditation to reduce or to minimize our disturbing thought. And please keep that in mind. And when you meditate, and you get a lot of benefit. No, it's like nice people, everybody enjoy. No, nice people, everybody enjoy. When you go around the park, sometimes the people there with the dog. Some dogs are really kind of excited, kind of happy, you know, like happy to see people. Not because they are come to you, because that not because that their dog think that you are Buddhist or you are Christian. No, they just simply not want to say like that, you know, so it's very, very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that, you know, we are divided by secondary level differences. Oh. So we need to come together as a human, oh, to think about each other's happiness. Oh. Best to contribute, not at least not harm. That's something we can do. Oh. Yeah, so I'm going to read a couple of here questions. So then maybe today, like, maybe discussion about meditations. We will divide the group, then we talk about meditation, okay. Benefit of meditation, and what is meditation, and how to do meditation, how to meditate, what's the benefit. So this is going to be a topic to discuss. So we're going to read this couple of questions been sitting here from last week. Does Buddhist service have song in addition to chant? Traditionally, you know, in Buddhist church, the temple, we don't sing song. So it's like kind of a prayer. So, but when you chant the prayer into tune, you know, it's almost like song, you know. It's like it's a very nice tune. There's all kind of tunes. So then when I came to West, I realized, you know, people here, they're praying or they're singing song. I've been to some couple of church, and especially in the Christmas times, you know, they everybody go like this, you know? they just sing a song. Huh? A prayer, that's prayer or song. It's just, it's both. But that's spiritual song. It's spiritual song. It's not just like hierarchy. What do you call hierarchy? Hierarchy. So there's like spiritual song, yeah. So, you know, I very much enjoy, you know, I very much enjoy. It looks like they're kind of like energizing people. They're kind of like, how is it? They're like, yeah, encouraging or maybe energizing, inspiring. Well, I think that's good, you know. So if you can come up with some nice song, spiritual song, I think you can sing. But you know, traditionally in Buddhist we don't sing song, okay? Well, that's that. So now another one. I try hard to explain my viewpoints. In the Buddhism that you don't preach, no, that's not part of the traditions. You have to request to teach. Not just one time, two times, three times. Then Teacher may say, okay, maybe I will know. In the beginning, say, I don't know anything. You are asking the wrong person. I don't know anything. So they refuse to teach you. It's not just the preach. So, long time ago, there's having two young guys, well dressed. Two young guys. It's a winter time, kind of cold. I'm staying with one of our members, and I stayed with them 9 years. I was downstairs, and that been there probably 4 or 5 years. So one day they knocked, and the two young guys, well dressed, I have no idea what they are. So then I opened the door. It's kind of cold, and I asked them to, I invite them inside, because kind of outside it's cold. So I said, come in. Then they come in, then they sit. The minute they sit, they try to open the back and they bring something. Turns out it's the Bible. So then they give me 45 minute teachings, you know, like that's without requesting. In Buddhism you have to request 3 times. There's no here, no request, no request. 45, the one person talks something, then right after the other person starts to talk. I was more curious, you know, like, oh, these young people, how they, like, become so devoted to, you know, their beliefs. I was more curious about that, you know, like, usually young people, they, you know, so there's so many having their life, therefore they have no time to pay attention or they're not interested. But these two young guys, I was more curious on how they become so devoted to their spiritual path. So I have a question to ask, but I have no time to, they don't give me any time to ask. So they give me one book, they mark, say, okay, we'll read from here to there. So next week they'll come back to check whether I read or not. So then, you know, I did told them I become monk when I was 7 years old. But no, that doesn't help. So anyway, so next time when they show up with their teachers, you know, the one little bit, you know, older guy. So that time I was at the center teaching class. So far with them, they couldn't wait. You know, then after they left. And after that, I didn't never see them again. Anyway, so then after that, press newspaper came to interview me. And I told them, you know, not in this life, maybe they can try next life. This life is too late, you know, it's too late, maybe too late. Anyway, so I know, I'm not thinking at all to talk about Buddhism, I'm not thinking about it at all. I'm just curious how they become so devoted to their spiritual path. That's the only question I have. I'm not thinking to, oh, how I can tell my view. I'm not thinking at all. See, here I try hard to explain my viewpoint, but some people cannot hear me. So, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh. And discount my view. So I need to learn to be okay and not to be frustrated or angry. I think that's very good. That's wonderful. So, there's no benefit. There's no benefit, you know. Like, yeah, of course, Buddhism, Christianity, all those major, you know, traditions. When it's come down on view, yeah, we have different views. You know, Buddhism, we believe in karma. We don't believe in creator. But what is the purpose? What is the purpose? And every, like, the major tradition have, you know, message to be, you know, loving your neighbors. All of the, those are the messages need to be spread, shared. You know. Don't need to talk about what's different. Yeah, of course different. I'm Tibetan, you're American. You know, I speak Tibetan. You know, I drink butter tea. You don't drink butter tea. There are secondary differences. Fundamentally, I said, you know, we are all human. We all have feelings. You know, I have mind. My feelings get hurt. If somebody says nice to me, I'm happy. Same. This is what it was. So, if somebody asks you, out of interest or curious about your view, yeah, of course, then you know, explain, because they ask you. Otherwise, no. Oh, this is so good. I feel so good. You know, so I probably need to explain that to other people. So, no, so not explain. So, no need to explain. What we need is to, you know, to spread loving kindness, compassion, importance of tolerance, all of that. That's very important. No? So that's that. So then I will stop. We have still time for discussion. So I'm confused about the mantras. Is it more important to say slowly and feel the words, or say large number of the repetitions, or both? So there's no number of instructions how the mantra should be said, how the mantra should be said. There's instructions, you know, not too fast, not too slow. How's it? Good pace. Not too fast, not too slow. But then, you know, if you follow the instructions, especially in the retreat, you know, so then there's instructions, you know, it's like, it's a difficult one, but it's not easy, you know. There are certain things that you are not supposed to do while you're saying the mantras, but that's, I think, it's okay, you know, no need to learn that. So this is not the last one, then we'll discuss about meditation, okay, then I'll divide the group. So this is the last one. The last week, speaking to the kids about the kit, that's from the kit program. Last week, speaking to the kids about what ascendant being is, they all agreed that a plant were ascendant beings. Because the plant can feel emotions. One kid thought the rock even were sentient beings because they have a life cycles. Volcano, mountains, sand, rock, magma. What is magma? Magma?
Magma. Like lava.
Cooled lava.
Okay. M-A-G-M-A. How you pronounce?
Magma.
Then volcano again, sir. What do you think about their reasonings? Asking all of us. So now, please, if you are interested, maybe divide a small group, then maybe talk about meditations a little bit, discuss the meditation. So then while you are doing that, and this sticker is going to pass down, this is like, I'm not sure, they just made it. I didn't ask them to make it, but they made it anyway. So this is like saying in Tibetan, you know, if you don't make your life happy, other person will love you. Other person's going to make your life miserable. I've been saying that, you know, so if you don't make your life happy, other people are going to make your life miserable. That's just, it's not coming from Dharma book, it's just saying in Tibetan. So I just said that, and somebody made the sticker. So they are going to distribute the stickers. Thank you very much. So now please, discussion about meditation.
Like to report from the group or talk about something that you learned or experienced?
Hey, I'm Amanda. Happy Sunday. So we were talking about, first of all, the life forms of plants, and one of the things that, there was a couple of different things we looked up on Google. We looked up what sentient beings means, and there's the five different aggregates of what exactly a sentient being is. one of it, which is consciousness. I can't remember all the different ones right now off the top of my head. But it's interesting because we were thinking of from a scientific term, like everything is living because it may have molecules or particles or, you know, all kinds of different things that are associated with that rock or whatever the case may be. But and the other thing is, like, we know very little, you know, we just kind of scratch the surface of things. We think that we know everything, but we don't. So I don't know if I could possibly answer that question or if any one of us could really answer that question, you know. As far as from a meditation perspective, like the other thing that we were talking about is the different types of things that we devote to, which I'll probably let him talk a little bit more about that. But the other thing is, like, when we realize that, like, something's going on internally with us, like whether we're in pain or whether we have a lot going on, like stressors in life, it's really hard. It's really, really hard to meditate and to devote merit to other living beings when you're in so much pain.
We're down to mic number 3.
So, which is why, you know, practicing is so important to continue to do that, even though you don't feel like doing it. You know, it's so important to do that. But did you want to share about your different concepts of meditation?
We were talking about three steps of meditation. When we start meditating, is the first purification. So we sat down and start to purify our mind, our emotions, and to like to clean. Before entering in the temple, we take out our shoes. And it's the same to going inside ourselves. First purification. Second step is the vipassana, to go inside, to concentrate your mind, to focus your mind, and to start to observe the impermanence. Impermanence in everything, law of impermanence. And the third step for meditation is to share merits. Share merits with the sentient beings, with all sentient beings. So we have this conversation of sentient beings. So what is a sentient being? If it's sentient being, is because have suffering, and it's because it's on the samsara wheel. So every single being, for us, we're talking about, okay, we understand the child when said, talk about plants, but how mineral kingdom is a sentient being? So we talk about Masaru Emoto, that prove consciousness in water, and how people in computers with the quartz store memory with this quartz. So shamans do the same. So consciousness is in mineral kingdom. So we can maybe feel that these sentient beings is all these beings that have consciousness. So this is like our approach for meditation. Thank you.
All right, and be sure to talk to everybody.
I'm going to do my best, yeah. All right, so in our group we talked about meditation. I think we kind of like focus on like, what is meditation and why should we meditate? And it's really agreeing with Geshe-la, you know, to remove disturbing thoughts. That's why we meditate. I talked about my experience teaching meditation in the prison, and so one of the things that we discuss is why should we meditate? And the reason that we want to meditate is because we want to be able to calm the mind. And the reason we want to be able to calm the mind is so that we can actually begin to see the thoughts, right? Our thoughts are going a mile a minute. I mean, just like that. They're just constantly going. And we don't even pay them any attention. However, we act on these thoughts. So we need to be able to discern between positive thought and negative thought. When we're actually able to calm the mind and slow the mind down, then we're actually able to see these thoughts. And the ones that benefit us are the ones we want to keep. The ones that work against us and prevent us from achieving our goals, we want to eliminate. And so once we calm the mind, then we can begin to do the work, which I call weeding, right? We want to take the weeds out of the garden. And that is difficult, but I think that's why we should meditate. We also talked about meditation as being practice, right? And so it's, I think you were saying, something that we do. And we do it for?
We do it so that when we go out into the everyday life, we can still bring ourselves back to the present.
To the present, absolutely. So what we do, meditation, oftentimes we look at it as, well, we're sitting in the cushion, we're sitting in the chair, right? And then we think, okay, now we've done it, right? But no, that's just the beginning. It's what we do once we, you know, rise from the cushion, rise from the chair, and we go out into the world, right? That is what's really important. It's easy to sit here and be calm in this place and to feel love and to feel compassion and to feel kindness. I mean, look at the people we're surrounded with, right? It's very easy. But once we get out there, once we go to work, once we get on 440, you know, are we still remembering what we experienced on the cushion? Are we practicing it? We also talked about meditation being scientific based, right? And what do you say about prefrontal lobes and stuff? Because I'm not science.
Just that there are certain studies that if you put super meditators, monks that meditate a lot, in a functional MRI, their prefrontal cortex is larger, and that your brain does grow if you meditate regularly. And the more intensely you do it, the more proportional it grows. And that's the part of your brain that will stop you from being so reactive, that you can slow it down and do the weeding,
yes,
kind of thing.
Yeah. And so I've discovered that you never... And this sort of like piggybacks on that. What I've discovered is that you never come out of meditation the way you went in. If you're truly doing it, if you're truly meditating. As a Christian, I used to pray, and I said, I would go into prayer angry, and I would come out of prayer angry. Nothing changed, right? Nothing changed. Maybe that's for other people, but nothing changed. And one of the reasons is because I really wasn't working or looking for change. Right. I just want to express my anger. I want to express my anger at the world, express my anger to whatever. But with meditation, I want to change. And there's a fundamental change when you do it right. You know, it opens up a place. It opens up spaciousness in the heart and in the consciousness. And I'm going to let it go right there because all right. Yeah.
Thank you, Andre. I think we have time for one more. So, yeah.
So to piggyback a little bit on what Andre said, we talked about, you know, there's all different kinds of meditations, but the one that we really focused on was the one that just, like in the recovery community, there's a saying like, just because the monkey's off my back, which means getting clean, doesn't mean the circus isn't still in town, you know? Right? But that's what we talked about, is that circus is like a trapeze artist. And so what meditation, even just 5 minutes, right, to just count your breath, slows it down. So the next person you come in contact with doesn't have to be, get your mess. And that's at least not harming somebody. That's kind of what we talked about. And yeah, that just slowing it down and slowing that trapeze wheel down is like the best thing meditation has done for me. Thank you.
So let's say the dedication by Master Shantideva from the Bodhicaryavatara. It's on page 246 in the Gold Book, 246. It's a dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning, I'm Donna, and I have just a couple of brief announcements to make. First of all, I want to make you all aware that some of you know we are going to host this year for the fourth time the Light of the Path retreat. That will be in August. Registration for that is opening on Thursday. This is an unbelievably amazing opportunity to spend a great deal of time with a really amazing High Lama right in our backyard in the mountains of North Carolina. If you have never gone, if you're kind of curious about it, you're wondering what it's going to be like and whether you should go, we're going to be talking about that next Sunday right after the teachings. So please come. There'll be stuff to eat, and we'll talk all about it, and it'll be fun. We had a wonderful Tara practice here last night, and the offering table needs to be taken down, and anybody who can stay and help with that, we would appreciate it. But we need to wait a few minutes to start that because we're going to have a special little private ceremony here immediately after the teachings. So if you can stick around for a few minutes, you're welcome to stay for that little ceremony, and then we'll take down the table. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a membership coordinator, so I just wanted to say that we will find a place to have a new member meeting in this building somewhere. If you're interested, come and see me, and we'll work with you.